Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Drew Mestemaker in the portal. What's that going to look like? Tulane hired Will Hall. Maybe they can retain some of their roster, but is that going to be any good under him when he turned that program that Charles Huff had to take over at Southern Miss to make them 7-5. He was 1-11 his final season. So I could make a case for Colton Joseph, the Old Dominion starting quarterback, to make it to the city of Memphis and play for this university. Now, final thing, we only have a couple minutes. Michigan's looking for a head coach, and they have an interim right now, Biff Poggi, who was at Charlotte the past 3 years, and he was bad. He was a bad head coach. There's no hiding it. He didn't have any, real resources in Charlotte. Didn't have any real players. I can't even think of any off the top of my head that stuck out to me when I watched Memphis play Charlotte. But he's an interim coach at Michigan, and he is interviewed, and he wants the job. And here was him today at his presser. I thought this was a pretty impressive about minute clip.
You know, it's one of the things I want to fix before I go smoke myself to death with cigars. It's one of the things I want to fix.
Hell yeah, brother.
I want to fix this program. The entire, everything that happens in this building has to be reevaluated, quite frankly, because it is not up to standard. The staff has to be reevaluated, and I mean the coaches, I mean the analyst, I mean everybody in the building, except Dave, but has to be evaluated. Our strength and conditioning, our nutrition, our medical, everything. Because obviously, it has been 5 years of, let's just call what it is, a malfunctioning organization where there's something every year. And I know that what the athletic director has made very clear, he doesn't want any more of that. And so if I am named the coach, which, again, I don't know if I am, but there will be a massive self-examination of what happens in this building. And you can expect a lot of changes.
All right, if I didn't know anything about Biff Poggi and I was Ward Manuel, the AD, and I didn't, know about him taking the job at Charlotte and failing, and I didn't know about him being a former hedge fund manager who's really, this is his swan song career, being a football coach. It's kind of wild. And he founded a hedge fund way back in the day, so he's very rich already. But if I didn't know anything about that and I heard him say that in an interview, I might hire him on the spot, because that's exactly what Michigan needs and whoever they hire. They need someone who's going to come in and give a real self-examination to the entire enterprise, because right now what's happening is not working. I mean, people aren't even paying attention to at the moment. Yeah, you have the Jim Harbaugh stuff. You had the Sharon Moore stuff. But the former OC, or co-OC, when Jim Harbaugh was there, Matt Weiss, has 10 aggravated identity theft accounts against him. Obviously, they were dismissed, but he was indicted in March for allegedly stealing private videos and photos of more than 3,300 student athletes, mostly women, from over 100 universities across the country. So listen, they are allowing too many people who do wrong within that organization, within that building. And with the Jim Harbaugh thing, you have all the sign-stealing allegations, the recruiting violations, and you hire his OC, his right-hand man. And of course, because it went haywire with Jim Harbaugh, of course it's going to go haywire with Sharon Moore. So they need to look internally and decide, okay, who do we want around? Who needs to be here, and who's going to be a problem? Those people that are going to be a problem going forward, you have to get rid of them, because he's right. The past 5 years have been absolutely astonishingly embarrassing for that university, and they need to right the ship right now, right this second, because I think everybody looks at that football program in particular and just – it's hard not to look at them with just this overwhelming disgust with everything that has happened with them the last 5 years. And it's all over the map.
Agreed.
Bunch of different people.
If he doesn't seem like he's the answer for the head coach, but but maybe have him in the building. That's a good mindset.
Yes.
Have him in the building.
I think he could be a GM
right.
or something.
Let him smoke cigars. And
just like he was with Harbaugh and with Sharon Moore, make him the associate head coach.
Yeah.
He's a guy that cares about that university and wants to see the best for it. Now let's go ahead and grab a break. Hour number two is on the way, and John Martin will grace the airwaves with his presence next. Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN, and joining me now is John Martin. How about it? It's been a while since he's made an appearance right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, but he's on X at John Martin 929, and he is one of two hosts for Jason and John from 11 to 2 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. John, how's it going, man?
What's up, brother? Yeah, I said I was not coming back on your show, or actually you said I wasn't coming back on your show until after Ryan Silverfield was gone.
Yeah, okay.
Here
but here we are, and now we got Charles Huff. Charles Huff.
The Huff man.
Yeah. How do you feel about him? I've heard your show. I've heard your thoughts on his press conference and – you know, winning it and everything else, but you feel a lot more positive about him than Ryan Silverfield? Or where are we at?
Well, I mean, we just had, you know, 6 years of Ryan, right? I mean, I think everybody felt good about Ryan after his press conference, too. So, you know, I think that should be said up front for sure. But at the same time, you know, I do think, you know, everything runs its course. Every tenure runs its course eventually. And, you know, I think, you know, some fresh new blood was definitely needed. And look, we'll see. I mean, all we really have from Charles Huff is a few staff hires and the press conference. You know, we haven't really seen him bring any players yet. I'm
right.
looking forward to that. I know people are freaking out about the portal and all that. I would caution people, like, Memphis hasn't been through a coaching change since the portal rules changed. So this is the first time in the new era, and they clearly don't like it, but it's the way of the world, man. It's the way it goes. In 2019, when Ryan Silverfield was hired, I don't believe that these were quite the rules. And even if they were, he was already on staff. So, you know, it's just a totally different set of circumstances, totally different time. So, yeah, I mean, I like what I've heard, but, you know, we haven't seen him, you know, build a roster yet, and that's kind of the next thing.
Yeah, Ryan, when he first got on campus, I think the one-time transfer portal rule was in
right.
place.
Okay.
So it was a lot easier to retain then. Although, yes. throughout his Memphis career, keeping Seth Hennigan and Rock Taylor and all those guys on campus, it was impressive. He was able to retain most of his rosters until the very end, until this year where he had 78 new players. Now, I feel kind of ancient, you know, because when I was playing, you retained your rosters, okay? And if you had 21 guys get into the portal that were starters, or 21 new starters that were going to have to be replaced, you were going to be one of the worst teams in college football. But that's not the day and age we live in right now. So how do you view, you know, 21 new starters next year, at the very least? The only one that hasn't gotten to the portal is Parker Mitchell, the right guard from this year. And yeah, listen, he's still got time to hop in the portal if he wants
he
to.
He does. I'll say this. We don't. I mean, Silverfield may have done a better job, but we don't know. He has, just because he has done so in the past does not necessarily mean he would do so in the future.
Sure.
This is all touch and go all the time. I view it as a positive mostly. Do I want Memphis to lose Sutton Smith? No. Did I expect them to lose AJ Hill? Yes. And they might have, even if Ryan Silverfield was still here. Beyond that, who from the defense am I like super excited to have to try to keep? I mean, it's not like it was an overperforming defense by any stretch of the imagination. And Charles Huff has some guys down there at Southern Miss that have eligibility that can come in, and if they follow him here, can absolutely shore that up real quick. So, I think it could be a good thing, and B, everybody in this league is going to have to rebuild. I mean, Tulane's going to have to rebuild. South Florida's going to have to rebuild. They just lost Byron Brown.
Yep.
Everybody's going to be going through this. So Memphis will not be alone, and I like their chances of putting together the best roster.
Yeah, but 21 new starters is absolutely – it's bonkers. It's absolutely bonkers. Now, when we talk about the offense and what it's going to look like, there's a new OC from Old Dominion. Feels like it's going to be a lot more run heavy in regards to getting a quarterback in here that could potentially man that up. Brendan Lewis type, except maybe a little bit more healthy going into next year. But it feels like the offense, I don't know how your thoughts on this, feels like the offense under this new OC is going to be pretty similar to what we saw this year. Hopefully they're able to stay the course better than they were this year, though.
Right, yeah, it definitely feels, pretty comparable. I think they were at one time the best rushing offense in America, finished top 10 at Old Dominion. So obviously he's going to bring those philosophies. I think wherever he was before he got to Old Dominion as the head coach, he was, a guy that scored 50 points a game at that level. So, he does bring in some excitement and some prowess, no question about that. You know it as well as anybody. The old adage is you throw to score, you run to win, right?
Yep.
I like winning. So if you can run the football in college football, pretty good chance you're going to be able to win the game. So I like that he's bringing those principles over for sure.
All right, now holler at me about your G5 takes with the college football playoff. Both of them got smacked around. Obviously, JMU had the backdoor cover. That was nice to see, although they were down at one point 34-6. So it's not like they were ever really close. Now, Tulane just got absolutely walloped. I thought they moved the ball well, but they just shot themselves in the foot. And looking at John Sumrall, the idea behind quarterback sneak on third and fourth and one, after you didn't get an inch on the third and one quarterback sneak, was absolutely insane. So I thought they shot themselves in the foot. I don't think either team, though. I think the biggest issue that I saw, and I want your opinion on this, biggest issue I saw was neither of those teams' defenses, JMU or Tulane, ever had a shot in this life or the next of getting a stop or consistent stops.
Yeah, I watched. I didn't catch any of the Oregon James Madison game. I don't remember. I was watching something else. I can't remember. But I did watch the first drive of Tulane and Ole Miss, and I turned it off because it was
three plays over 20 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah, they scored in less than a minute. And I'm just like, okay, good night. This is it. There's no point in watching this game. Like, I thought the dynamics with Tulane were less than ideal, right? I mean, Sumrall's leaving, and he's trying to coach two teams at the same time. And whereas at least with I think Ole Miss rallied around Lane leaving, and Pete Golding getting the interim, right? They're like, we're gonna make a run. No matter the fact that our coach left us, that's kind of inspiring. Whereas with Summerall, it's like he's going to Florida and he's probably not taking anybody, you know. So I think on the field, I'm saying I'm sure he'll take
sure.
the staffers, but like none of those players are going to be playing at Florida next year. I mean, I'd be pretty surprised with the, maybe a few exceptions, but I think they kind of feel like, you know, he's half in, half out, not a great situation. So I just think they were kind of doomed. His dad passed like a couple right. of nights, maybe the day before the game. Like his head was and heart was just clearly not in this. And how could it be? You know, I think that's just too much to ask on a human level. So I do think fundamentally this is going to be the problem. Now, you know, the Sherman Antitrust Act is probably going to protect, you know, the group of five.
For a few more years.
Yeah, from a legal standpoint, but like, it is hard to argue that the group of five belongs.
Right.
Like,
right.
Just on a football level, it's hard to because they don't. I mean, even Memphis doesn't. Like when you know, I know Memphis has had success against Power Five teams. You know, they've beaten Ole Miss. They've beaten, you know, but it's just like when you get in these games against the top of college football. I mean, you're not supposed. You're outspent. You're outgunned. You're outmanned. You're all these things. And again, I give credit to Memphis for winning those games and competing against all odds. But, you know, I don't remember what the group of five scores were last year, but I don't recall them being competitive last year either.
Yeah.
They haven't been competitive in the New Year's Day bowls for the most part. I think Tulane did beat USC and Caleb Williams, oddly enough, but you just never know how up for those games guys are at the power level. So I just thought it was kind of a referendum on, you know, the gap. And the more blowouts we get in these games, the louder those whispers are going to become on let's find a way to get these guys out of our pool here.
Yeah, and I will also say this, though, if we're being, you know, fully transparent, it was a terrible year for the G5. That Tulane mm-hmm. team got smacked on the road by UTSA. James Madison's fine. They didn't really play anybody. They played Louisville, and they kept it at least, you know, competitive for the most part until the fourth quarter. But a two-loss Tulane team getting into the playoff, it was just a bad year for the playoff and for the G5 and the ACC. Really, it made everybody pay attention more since we got two teams in. I feel like it was a perfect storm to a certain extent.
Yeah, I mean, but it's also going to take a perfect storm for a group of five team to win one of these games too, right?
Sure.
Like, and if we kind of just take the middle, right? If we kind of take, I mean, because James Madison was only in through a, you know, technicality, right?
Yep.
That's, you know, so I almost kind of throw them out. But how many years, you know, do you think the group of five representative will be two times better than Tulane? I mean, you know, again, I agree with you. It was an underwhelming team. Memphis obviously should have beat him here. In Memphis.
I mean, John Summerall midseason said basically told us he hated his team. He didn't like his
yeah.
team. They needed to grow up.
Yeah, no, I agree. But even next year, you look out, like, how much better is it going to be next year? It's not going to be better
right.
next year because, you know, I mean, maybe Boise, you know, in this new Pac-12 will be the favorite. But, like, James Madison lost their coach. Memphis is on a new coach. Tulane's on a new coach. South Florida's on a new coach. Like, I don't think next year it's going to be better. You know,
right.
So I think this is just kind of going to be the way it is for the most part for whoever comes out of that group of five.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I'll continue to be the champion of the group of five, man. I'll always advocate for
it. I mean, you know, because, like, if you know.
If I stop, then no – if I stop being a champion, there's going to be no champions for the group of five at that point.
No.
Truthfully, I'll be
hard.
Dead. I'll be dead.
They made it really hard this year.
For
you
sure.
Know, like – because you can't like with a straight face sit here and say, like, you
yeah.
know,
what am I going to say back to somebody who just says they, you know, Tulane and James Madison didn't belong? I agree.
Yeah, they didn't, and you know, I just, especially when you consider the team, like, you know, Notre Dame was left out. I mean, I feel like there was maybe another there at the top that I'm forgetting that, you know, could have made a case. You know, Texas, you know, it's just it's kind of silly at the end of the day, but you know, really the only one that you know, really, really, truly didn't belong and shouldn't have been there was James Madison, and they're actually the team that covered, so go make sense of that.
Right. All right, now Tiger basketball, holler at me. I made my statement yesterday. They're to me, I mean, per the metrics and just looking at it objectively, it's a below-average basketball team. And I think they'll be fine in conference in regards to, you know, getting some wins, finishing in the top four, maybe top two. But right now, I think the best word I can use about them is unreliable.
I mean, I don't even – Tony Madlock was not going to be the one to deliver the blow, okay? Like, I'm not saying that he would have thrown the game. But he ain't going to be the one to do that at home to Penny. Like, it just wasn't going to happen.
Right.
So that's that last night, and Penny even laughed it off. I was like, no, man, like, I don't know any more about this team than I did two nights ago. Like, what are you talking about? It's Alabama State. We're home. We're a freaking 20.5-point favorite. You know, like, it's just, you know, you're not going to learn anything about your team in games like that. Now, are you going to learn anything against teams like, you know, Purdue or Louisville on the road? Probably not either. Because those are just – we just know that those teams are a cut above. You stay close in one, you got blown out in the other. So I don't know, man. I think FAU is beating Central Florida right now. You have to check that score.
Let me check it out for you. UCF just took back the lead 12 minutes ago, 52-40.
Okay, so they're, you know, competing, right? Competing with a top 40-ish UCF team. People that I talk to in college basketball circles don't believe that UCF is really a top 50 team, but – alas, that's where they are today. So, you know, I don't know. I think we just kind of have a default setting about Memphis basketball that they will win the American just because, and that might be true. But I don't. They haven't really given me any reason, like on paper, to say that. You know, like,
right.
Okay, premise, Memphis will win the American Conference. Okay, why? I don't know.
Yeah, because what are the supporting facts there?
They spend the most money. They have better players on paper. I mean, all that stuff sounds nice, and it's probably true. But we know this stuff doesn't matter. They always have better players on paper, and you know they've had plenty of years where they've lost 5-6 games. You know, in conference, they're going to lose games in this league.
Yep.
And you know, again, I would also say, what does even winning the American mean? It means nothing. It means nothing. Like it's like. You know, people tell them they don't even hang banners anymore down at FedEx Forum, you know, for the Tigers. Well, somebody tweeted me the other day. I don't know if they put them back up or whatever the case, but I certainly ain't hanging one for winning the American regular season in 2025. So I think that's the other part is like, we're going to have to figure out like, what is this? Like, is it because obviously they've shown they can't compete nationally this year with this group. Now you want to say it's a roster thing. Fine. How much better is roster going to be next year? You got an answer for me there? And then if they can't compete nationally, what does winning the American do for you? Does it put 8,000 asses in seats? No, it doesn't. So I think they got a little bit of a problem, man, to be honest with you. Just if you zoom out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because, you know, you still do have to put asses in seats in an 18,000. You know, football is the most popular sport in America. Like, so – And there's a real experience to that. People want to go tailgate. They want to be a part of it. They want to, like, no matter really who the opponent is, like, it's just fun to watch football in person, you know. Basketball is very different. You get these ugly games, these sloppy games against lower, you know, rated teams, and it's not fun. It's not fun. So I do think existentially, Gabe, Memphis basketball is going to have to – they're going to have to figure some things out, brother, because, you know, the trajectory right now does not feel like it's pointing up.
Yeah, soul-searching. And really it has to do with the price of their bag staying the same, which actually afforded them that roster last year, but everybody else, especially in the power conferences, price of the bag went up. How big of a difference is it from year to year, from last year to this year, in regards to, you know, afford players? Like, is there a number that you can put on it, like 2 times, 3 times the amount of money affords you a P.J. Haggerty?
Yeah, as many or as much as, you know, I would say 7 times, depending on the school.
Right.
I mean, Kentucky's got $22 million. Like, and you saw on Saturday when they beat the hell out of St. John's in the second half with Quaintance and Jalen Lowe, you saw what $22 million actually looks like when those guys are on the floor. It made a huge difference. You know, some schools like Louisville spend between 13.5 and 14.5. You know, Michigan and UConn and all those kinds of schools are probably spending 10 plus million, you know, and I think Memphis is scrapping with a budget between 4 and 5, you know, I mean, I think that's what they're doing. And, you know, this wasn't always the case. $22 million for a roster was not possible until rev share, you know, and people started spending like crazy. You know, in some schools like Kentucky and Arkansas, and you go down the lot list, they will devote more resources of that rev share to basketball, right? Then I mean, that's
because they can afford. I mean, they can afford it and still, you know, potentially afford a football roster. Although we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, and again, like there are occasionally some basketball programs in power leagues that do weirdly priority. Like I think Arkansas is kind of one of those programs, right? Like
right.
I think they want to be good in football, but they really want to be good in basketball. Kentucky probably doesn't give a damn about football, honestly. You know, they got to make sure basketball is taken care of, number one. Louisville is the same way, I think, although their football program has, you know, performed pretty well with Brohm. He may be leaving. I'm not sure, you know, what they'll do after that. So there's still some cases where basketball gets maybe not more, but, you know, relative to what, it, you know, the roster size and all that, maybe more, right? If you just kind of do it, you know, per capita. But yeah, I mean, Memphis is in on football right now. And again, a $5 million budget for basketball is not nothing, but it really is nothing when you're asking them to go out and compete against the likes of Vandy and Mississippi State and the Big Ten and the AC. Like, it's just, you know, you're going to be taking a knife to a gunfight in that situation.
Right. Now, I've talked about this on the show in the past, but I mean, it feels like in today's day and age, unless you're just like just rolling in money in Alabama or whatever, what have you, you kind of have to pick one or the other of those two sports, no? Like basketball or football. What are we going to be successful in? What do we have a better chance of winning a championship in? And then you decide.
Look at Ohio State. I mean, Ohio State has more money than God. But where does it go?
All the football.
It goes to football. Like their basketball program is fine. You know, like they are, I think they're like 10-2, 10-3, something like that. They almost beat North Carolina over the weekend, but it's not like it could be top 10, top 15 if they dedicated the resources, right? But they're fine with having, you know, Jake Diebler in there and letting him kind of grow and learn on the job, you know? And I would just say, I would take it a step further. Look at the group of five, bro. How many schools or athletic departments in the group of five are genuinely, I'm not saying half-assedly, genuinely trying to be good at both? Memphis?
Yeah, that's about it, honestly.
I mean, San Diego State, maybe.
Kind of, but they've spent less on football lately. Yeah, although they were decent this year, they were solid.
I think I would include them barely. I think maybe Boise State. I think Boise State does take basketball seriously, but it, you know, again, not that seriously. I mean, it's not a powerhouse by any stretch of the imagination. So that's my point. South Florida, I guess you could say they're getting a little more serious about basketball. They hired Hodgson. They did win the American 2 years ago. I'll probably include South Florida in that group. But you're talking about, honestly, 3 to 5 schools in the group of five.
Right.
That are genuinely trying to be good at both. And the reason why that's the number is what it is because they can't afford to be good at both.
Yeah, and then I look at the Power Four, though, too, and I think there's a good example of a school who's tried to be very good at both, tried to fund both programs at a high level and has. I think they've been relatively successful at it, but you're seeing slippage in both programs, Tennessee.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Tennessee is an interesting example of that, and I wonder what they're going to do, what their decision-making process is going to be in the next couple of years in regards to this question we're posing.
They've gotten fortunate with Rick Barnes, right? Like, Rick Barnes has just come in and been beyond anybody's wildest dreams. Now, it does have money. They do have money there, and, you know, they have an 18,000, 20,000 seat arena in Thompson Bowling that they fill out. But, yeah, I mean, at some point, you know what's going to happen. When Rick Barnes retires, hype was going to be like, yo, let me get some of that.
Right.
Let me get, you know, but then the new coach is going to come in and he's going to say, I need more. I mean, and that's just, we're in a more, you know, time in college athletics. And I get it, man. When you root for a school like Memphis, it's hard, man. It's really, really hard to suspend your disbelief and think that you can keep up, you know, because there was a time where you did, at least in basketball. You know, football was neglected, and that's maybe why Memphis is still in the situation that it's in today, which is outside the Power League. You know, but now you're kind of like, you know, jack of all trades, master of none, you know, because you're not quite good enough in football because you're not winning your conference anymore. And obviously I don't think they're quite good enough in basketball because, you know, they're getting absolutely pounded, you know, nationally. Now, the optimist would say that the reason why the basketball program isn't good enough right now is because Penny picked a bad group of players. He didn't pick the right guys. And the optimist would say football was being held back because of Ryan Silverfield. That's what the optimist would say. I tend to not think – like, what's going to be different about the next group of guys for Penny? I think anytime you're just – reloading with 15 new players or 10 new players and you have the budget that you have, it doesn't matter who it is. It's going to be, you're going to be, you know, at a disadvantage. So we could say that and we can give it another year. I don't think it's going to be fundamentally different. And then on the Ryan Silverfield thing, we'll see. I mean, I guess that's possible. I guess it's possible that, you know, Charles Huff could come in here and it really was Silverfield holding them back, but, you know, time will just have to tell on that one.
Yep. Final thing, Grizzlies just so injured, man. Anything you want to share with me, any takes you have on what we've seen from the Grizzlies as of late, besides just looking at the injuries and how bad they are?
I mean, I just it's weird to cover a team like that. You know, it's just weird to be a fan of a team like that because, we're kind of like taught in sports, like, you either, you know, go for it or you don't, you know, you either try to win or,
right,
or you tank, you know, and like, they're kind of in like this uncomfortable middle, where, you know, they can't win games. They won on the road, you know, at Minnesota as 6-point underdogs or whatever it was. I mean, I know there was no Ant-Man, but still, they've beaten a lot of teams. Minnesota has. They beat the Thunder the very next game. Again, Ant-Man, but still, the pieces were there. But then they're capable of losing games to the Jazz. They're capable of losing games to the Wizards, whether Ja plays, whether Ja doesn't play. I don't know, man. It's just been – it just has felt like a cloud is over the team this year, you know? It's just kind of hard.
Well,
to,
this year or last 3 years, really?
Yeah, no, it's – I mean, no question. You could absolutely take it back to the last 3 years, you know, where we thought this thing was going to be nothing but sunshine and rainbows, and they're going to be a top two seed. I mean, hell, as recent as January of this year, they were the two seed in the West. And right. And that feels like a decade ago at this point. So, you know, I don't know, man. I hope that they can get healthy in 2026, and I hope that they can find some clarity on their roster and that everybody is happy. Because right now it feels like there's just a lot of different agendas being served. They're trying to be served. And nobody's happy. So I hope that in 2026 we can just streamline this thing, and the franchise can move forward.
Yep, for sure. You the man. Happy holidays. Enjoy yourself, and we'll catch up soon, man.
Same to you, Gabe. Thanks for having me, man.
Yes, sir. He is John Martin at John Martin 929 on the old X. And you know, if you need to listen to Jason and John, pretty simple. You open up your various apps, the Odyssey app, TuneIn, iHeart. You could do that. And listen to Jason and John from 11 to 2. But also, you can go to 92.9 FM every single weekday and listen to them from 11 to 2. So make sure you check it out. Now, let's go ahead and grab a break. When we come back, we'll get to a trip around the National Football League right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's time to take a quick trip around the National Football League. Connor, hit it. So DK Metcalf has officially been suspended for the rest of the regular season for his altercation with a Lions fan on Sunday. He appealed. The appeal was denied. It's a 2-game suspension. He will be able to resume in the playoffs, but it will cost him $277,778 per game. That's $555,556. In total. So yeah, he's gonna be fine pretty good. I still don't understand what happened exactly. The Lions fan that got punched said he called him by his full name DeKalen and not DK, and he's known not to like that. But then the representatives on behalf of DK Metcalf said that the guy used a slur. And there was a video that surfaced overnight where it did catch the guy saying DeKalen. I don't know if he said a slur after or before or what have you. You know, the camera phones don't catch everything all the time. But based on what has transpired, it seems like the Lions fan is kind of telling the truth about calling him DeKalen, and that's what made him step out of his character. If so, come on, DK. Listen, I fully advocate for the idea that, like, guys and fans need to get used to the idea of, you know, things that you say can get you punched in the face. I think people forget that a lot of the time. But also, DK, he's nothing. He's a nobody in your life. Let it go. He called you by your full government name. It's not that big a deal. Let's move on with our lives. Now, if he did say the slurs and did all that, honestly, I don't mind DK's actions. But as of this moment, it doesn't look like that took place. Browns running back Quinshon Judkins, good rookie who looked very promising when he got on the field, underwent surgery this morning to repair a fractured fibula and an ankle dislocation, and he's now been placed on IR. I don't know what it is about Browns running backs, good Browns running backs that show promise, but when they get hurt, Connor, they get hurt. And when he went down, I didn't really know. I didn't really see it. It wasn't like the Nick Chubb thing by any stretch of the imagination, but a fractured fibula and an ankle dislocation all in one fell swoop. That's tough. But hopefully it makes a full recovery. Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell said J.J. McCarthy has a hairline fracture in his hand and is out this week, so Max Brosmer is expected to start. I have no more comments on that. I've told you my thoughts on J.J. McCarthy. But, you know, he's got a hairline fracture. Hopefully he gets that rehabbed, gets into the damn playbook, watches some film this offseason, and comes back a better man, because he is not an NFL quarterback, a starting NFL quarterback in this league right now. I'll keep saying it until he shows me different. And this is just a bit sad, but have to mention it anyway. Justin Fields, who's missed the last 3 games, with a knee injury has been shut down for good for the year for the New York Jets. Finishes the year 7 touchdowns, 1 interception, 343 yards rushing, and 4 touchdowns. Again, missed the last 3 games, but he's done with a knee injury for the year. And, Connor, I need your opinion on this. My suspicion is he's probably done as a starter in this league until he proves something dramatic, unless he had some crazy rehab somewhere else, not New York.
That seems fair. You know, he'd be a great backup, though.
Why not? He was a decent backup for the Steelers.
Yeah.
So, there's that. But that will do it for a trip around the National Football League. And, you know, since this is going to be our final show, Connor, before Christmas and before the new year, I have some Christmas sort of this or that's and takes that I need to get from you.
Okay.
Before we get there.
Let's
so
do
we'll do that in small talk next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Today is our last day on the show till the new year and till Christmas. Connor, so we're going to do our corny holiday radio segment now.
Sure.
You ready for
last
it?
Last day together on the show.
Yes.
The show will still be
there. Yeah, the show will still be there. Yeah.
Correct.
No, okay. I hope no one had confusion with that. But I have some Christmas takes I need from you.
Okay.
Okay. We talked about this a bit, but best Christmas movie.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life, no doubt. And you got to see that last night.
I did get to see it last night.
That's cool. With extras. Extra was involved. Extra went into that.
Yeah, Donna Reed, who my mom is named after.
Yes, and then best Christmas Eve dinner.
Best Christmas Eve. My uncle, we have a tradition where he makes gumbo, and it's gumbo. Amazing.
Okay. Okay, yeah. so nothing like normal. Like,
Uncle Steve's gumbo is
nothing normal. I will say this though: if you're a family that eats turkey again on Christmas, that's one too many times you're making turkey in your household for the year.
Okay,
it's too dry. Just make a prime rib or a steak or something like that, or gumbo. Gumbo would do over turkey.
It's incredible.
I think turkey has one place and one place only. That's for a Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay,
that's my opinion. Fake or real tree?
I have a fake tree. I think it's easier to handle.
Okay, absolutely. The pine needles.
Yeah,
annoying.
No, thank you.
And George Ruggiero, I was talking to him a little bit earlier about this. They used to do real trees, except his sister has an allergy to the pine needles. So I guess there's other families like that that can't do it, but fake tree.
I'm going fake tree.
It's way less hassle, mm-hmm. way less hassle. White or color lights on said tree?
I prefer color lights, but Bree likes white lights. So what we did is we have a mixture of color and white compromise.
Yes, but you like the color lights.
I'm a color lights guy.
Yes. My son likes them too that way, all right. I'll tell you that.
Smart man.
Yeah. Travel or stay home. This is different, but like if you had it a perfect holiday, would you travel or you'd stay home?
I would stay home.
Okay.
But I always have we're all in Memphis, so. I'm going down to Pearl,
less
though,
hassle
this Christmas.
Although
that'll be fun.
Traveling for me has become a lot more fun since my family moved out to San Diego.
Yeah,
it's been a lot better to travel for the holidays out to my parents' house and my sister's in San Diego instead of St. Louis.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Yeah, a whole lot better. And then the final one, and relating it back to sports, most important question of the day. This may spark a debate. It depends on your answer, though. NBA or NFL?
NBA. Definitely the NBA.
What do you think my answer is?
NFL.
No, it's not.
Really? Is it NBA?
Yeah.
I think it's the NBA.
You know, the reason I say that is because some of my formative Christmas memories growing up
right.
was Christmas Day games on the NBA just all day. And like LeBron and the short sleeve jerseys, those nasty jerseys.
Well, that's exactly the game I was going to bring up.
Where he's pulling it off because he started on a slump and... Like, those are, like, my formative sports memories on that holiday.
The specific game I always think of
Thanksgiving
was,
is NFL, Christmas is NBA to me.
It was the Warriors, Cavs, Christmas Day, and I think it was Kyrie hit a game winner. And I think it was 2016. I remember being like, man, I hope that happens in the finals. And guess what?
And
it did.
Listen, I don't care how corny you think. No one will think I'm corny for this, but either way. The Christmas Day game, the commercials, the Jingle Bells one where James Harden, they're all shooting it.
It's great.
I mean, like, those are good memories to me. So I personally think, listen, I'm fine. I guess I'm okay with the NFL doing it because it gives me something else to watch in between games. But I'm watching NBA.
I'm definitely
Even though
watching
I'm a football
NBA.
Guy, I'm watching NBA.
I am too. The NBA and Christmas feels right,
doesn't it?
The NFL, just, it feels like, okay, it's there. But I don't know. Whenever we open presents and stuff, we always have NBA games on in the background.
And yeah,
there's a comfort to it. And I think it is because I grew up, that was the tradition growing up.
The NFL loves stepping on everybody's toes.
Of course they do. Just let them have Christmas. You get all the other ones. You get Thanksgiving.
But I think for me, I'll probably watch the NFL games, but it's just Christmas has always been about the NBA for me.
Yeah, agreed.
It just always has been.
Agreed.
As weird as that sounds coming out of my mouth. Now, hour number three is... on the way. And coming up next, Parker Fleming from Substack. Lead us on some Grizzlies and some NBA as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.